Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games. Today, we are at the home of the Oregon Ducks, Autzen Stadium, watching a thrilling football game.
I thought it was the world's only podcast in video games. Or is it first?
First and only, and most important.
First and only, okay. For some reason, I thought the slogan was only, but maybe it's first, and I'm just not paying attention.
Right, only 33 episodes in, you just don't listen to a word I say, huh?
I'm blacked out most of the time when we record this.
Right.
It's
okay.
Hard for me to remember, even as we've discussed previously, it's hard for me to remember what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. I didn't realize Oregon, they don't have a football team, except for this college one. But like Seattle has the Seahawks.
Oh, you
Portland?
Mean like a
There's no
NFL?
Portland football team, an NFL, yeah.
I guess not, yeah.
Do you have any baseball?
I literally anything? Wouldn't know any? Because I don't know anything about sports.
I swear, yeah, Portland.
Yeah, what does Oregon have? Do we have any pro sports teams at all?
I'm honestly not sure, but I don't know. That just thought
oh,
just
okay.
popped into my head.
We have the Portland Trailblazers basketball. That might
Is
be
that,
it.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
We have like basketball, okay. hockey. But yeah, we don't have an NFL team.
Yeah,
so,
or a baseball team.
Listen, we're too busy, like, hanging out at waterfalls, skiing.
Chilling, yeah. Your life is too good, so there's, like, no need. Like, professional sports are for states where, like, things aren't going so good.
Yeah, there's nothing going on. You're, like, surrounded by fields.
Right.
So you start thinking, okay, maybe we should be just, like, running around in these fields and watching each other do that.
Yeah, and then it just evolves from there very naturally.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
If you have enough to do, you don't even start considering those kinds of activities. Isn't it so
yeah.
cute that we just play games and watch each other do it?
I've turned a corner recently, and I think actually that like being really into anything, but like sports in particular, I think is so cute and fun and like cool. Like just having a thing, a sense of community, like if you're really into a team,
yeah.
a sports team, and then you go to another city and someone's wearing that jersey, like instantly, it's like being Catholic or like some other religion.
For sure.
Whatever.
It's nice
like,
to have something to rally around.
Yeah, you have a community like everywhere you go. That's like such a cool thing. And it's total strangers and you have this point of contact with them, which I think is really awesome.
For sure.
And there's other things like that too, of course. But sports are just one of like the biggest things. Sports and like Marvel, right?
Yeah, it's definitely cute in concept and then it's just... You know, some people get a little bit too serious about it, and you do have to remember that this is just essentially a bunch of boys playing a game in a field. Like,
but
it's
I don't
not
think
that
you can. I don't think you can remember that. I think you have to not remember that in order for this to function, like, socially. Like, you have to think it is that deep in order for
it's like
it to
life
be,
or
like...
Death. It's like...
Yeah.
Modern
or at least
day,
very serious.
It's like as close as we can get to, like, warring with other tribes...
Exactly.
Without
so you have
actually
to kind of
doing
take it,
it.
You have to take it seriously or else it loses its like community like power, you know?
I
it's
guess
like if
so,
you
yeah.
start to read too much into the Scientology book, it's like suddenly you're like, wait a second. But you just can't question it. You have to just be all in until you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in support of it.
Yeah. And then it's just funny like how many parallels there are to other hobbies that like sports guys would consider like stupid and not important, but then like when you really look at what sports is, it also is kind of stupid and not important, but you choose to give it importance. But like
yeah, well, that's the whole
the
thing,
way
right?
that
yeah.
sports guys talk about athletes is like very much the same way that like people that are into reality TV talk about what the Kardashians are doing, right? They're like, oh,
100%.
This guy's performance this season is so-so, or like they even like gossip about their personal lives or whatever, and like this person yeah. should be on this team or this team, and it's like you're gossiping. It's okay to admit it, you know?
Yeah, everyone is like, and everyone thinks that their thing is the legitimate thing,
yeah.
you know? Like if you like comic books, you like thinks that comic books are actually cool, and those people who are just like into rap music, you're like, oh, whatever. It's just a bunch of people talking about rap, Kendrick and Drake and whatever. But if you're into like, so like everyone, that's part of also the community thing. Cause like I said, you can't realize that it's not that serious or else it loses its power. So you have to think that the thing that you're into is cooler than the thing everyone else is into, because or else why would you be into it? You know? It can't just be happenstance, mm-hmm. even though it is. You have to believe that it has power. So
rap
everyone
is such
gets
a
to
good
shit
example,
on everyone else's thing.
Because rap really is, that is so gossipy. That is such like silly drama.
It's become so gossipy, especially like ever since those guys started podcasts about it. It's become a nightmare.
Oh my God, I don't even watch those, but I've seen clips of
things
like that.
There's that horrible fucking guy who's, I don't know, it's just like there's this whole subculture that's actually kind of gross, but yeah. also is like gossipy and stuff.
People just love to talk about each other.
People love to goss. They love the hot goss.
They really
and
do.
I, you know, that's all right. You have to have something to rally around to believe in. I think that's important
for sure.
For life. Hey, what's how's your skin? Do you talk about this?
Yeah,
or no?
I mean, I've mentioned it, and I don't want to complain about it too much. But yes, to everybody wondering, I have had a horrible case of, I guess, what is poison oak. I've been told that what we have in Oregon is poison oak, not poison ivy. Which I think they're very similar. And if you look up pictures, they look very similar. But whatever, the variation that is in Oregon is called poison oak. And I don't know, man. I only have like technically a couple kind of spots. Like it's not, I'm not like covered in it head to toe. Some people like, you know, end up with it over like 60% of their body or something. It's not like that, but it's like the spots that I do have have just reacted very strongly and it's been very miserable. So I don't know. I didn't think it could affect me this much. I totally get that. From an outside perspective, you'd be like, okay, so you're like itchy, like whatever, shut the fuck up and do your job. Like that's how I thought it would be too. But it's been like actually so distracting from everything in my life. Like I can't sleep. I'm on medication now and it's still like taking forever to go away. So it sucks.
Can I,
man.
As someone who has no, because I never went outside as a kid, I still don't that much. And I never saw poison ivy in my life. So when you, like, I would have assumed you had to like rub on it, step on it, and like really get up in there for it to affect you.
No, I mean,
but did you just like, you just like slightly brush it?
Yeah, brushed it.
And then
you
suddenly, it's
like so.
How is
gently.
This plant? Still, like, we need, how, why do we allow this?
I know, we need to get rid of it.
You said goats eat it, so we should just bring a bunch
of
goats.
Yeah, I've heard that goats can just eat it. So
that's insane.
I think I've actually heard of people, like, you can just hire, like, a horde of goats to come to your property and, like, eat shit, because they eat all kinds of stuff that's harmful to people. So we need to just release however many thousands of goats we need to cover the whole state of Oregon, I think, to get rid of this shit. Because it is...
And what...
It's crazy.
Is it only in the place that you touched it that it's itchy? Or does it just, like, suddenly your whole body just, like, suddenly makes funny little rashes in random spots?
It's pretty much just where you touched it. I think if you're, like, super, super allergic... I don't know if you... Oh, my God. Can you hear my stomach growling right now?
I cannot. No. Is that poison ivy?
My stomach
or
just made a crazy noise. No, that's just because I haven't eaten lunch yet. I'm about to make an egg and cheese after this. But I think if some people are super allergic, then they just start like breaking out in hives all over their body. But that has not happened to me. It's just where I touched it. And then little new spots keep popping up because it can stick to your clothes. And it's like the tiniest amount of it, I guess, can make you react. It seems like it has to be just like a few molecules that are giving me these extra little spots now. So I'm trying to like just wash the shit out of everything. And I don't know. It's
crazy.
I
feel like that's too dangerous to allow. Like, if there was an equivalent risk associated with, like, going to an amusement park, they wouldn't let anyone go to amusement parks. They would, like, put a sign up.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you can't. This is too, like, oh, if you accidentally go down this hallway in the amusement park, you break out in horrible hives and it's itchy and it hurts and you can't sleep for weeks. And it's like, I just don't understand. This feels more dangerous than, like... Like, we have signage to protect people from less dangerous things than this.
It's true.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? Who's in charge of this? Nobody, I guess.
I mean...
And so you just walked by it? Or did you, like, fall in
it?
I
remember... Or? The worst patch of it is on my leg. And I remember brushing a plant with my leg. Because I know that, like, where I was hiking was known for poison oak. So I was, like... intentionally trying not to touch any plants, and obviously I did anyway, but I remember what brushed my leg because I remember thinking, oop, hope that wasn't poison oak. And then it was.
Oh, man. Dang. That really just doesn't feel fair. That's something so innocuous.
It's not. And I'm
like, God bless modern amenities.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you just have to be out there.
I know. And some people have to like remove it from their property. You know, like if you have it in your yard, you got to like suit up.
You said it could get on your clothes. So like even if you're wearing pants, if then later you touch your pants.
Yeah. It'll fuck you up.
You're just fucked.
I think I was reading about it because... I mean, part of my problem the last 2 weeks is also when I have any kind of ailment, I like anxiety spiral over it and I'm reading everything about it and trying to figure out like exactly what I need to do to make it go away fastest. And then I'm like worried that I'm doing the wrong things and whatever and just like anxious. But so I was reading a lot of Wikipedia and such about like the plant and the substance. The substance is called like urushiol or something that is what people are allergic to, which like, just the whole concept of being allergic to a substance like that is kind of funny when you think about it. Like people are deathly allergic to like bee stings and peanuts or whatever. And these are things that individually would not hurt you that bad if your body just didn't react, but then your body reacts and can just fucking kill you for it.
Yep. Yeah.
So that and is a crazy thing. I guess
just cause it's like a mistake. It's like a glitch. Like, oops. It would be like
but it's a mistake. Be like if eating something killed you,
but that literally is what happens.
Your body just cuts off your oxygen and suffocates you. It's crazy,
right? Because it thinks you're dying. It thinks like you're right. It, like I assume that's what it is. It's like your body goes, this thing is going to get in our lungs and kill us, so we have to turn off our lungs so we die, so it can't kill us. I mean, it's not thinking that hard about it.
You can't get me before I get me. I don't know.
Now, if you got poison oak and then you injected yourself with epinephrine. Wait, is that how that works? Or am I making something up? Because isn't that the EpiPen? Like, it's an allergic reaction? Could you counteract it? Or is that
I'm not sure.
We need a doctor on the pod.
Yeah, we do.
Somebody get a doctor. We got a Dr. Mike on here. All right. Somebody explain very, very basic things we could Google
in
2 seconds to us, please.
Epinephrine.
Well, it's epinephrine for sure. I just don't understand. Like, is it... Are
epinephrine
all allergic
is
reactions?
Adrenaline.
Yeah. So are all allergic reactions created equal? Like if I have a peanut reaction, an EpiPen works. If I have a, let's say I'm allergic to poison ivy. But I don't know.
I think EpiPen is just meant to take you out of like anaphylaxis. Is that what it's called? When like your throat is closing up and it's actually about to kill you? I don't think it's going to like
cure the
allergy completely.
Okay, well, that's horrible. That's just a real bummer.
Yeah, I'm recovering. I'll be okay. But I...
thank goodness.
I've been a little bit miserable. I've been like I said, not sleeping much. I've been editing my next video, which I hope to be done with soon. We'll see if I can finish it this weekend.
I feel like that's a pretty quick turnaround.
I mean, it's like average for me. I'm doing monthly these days, I guess.
Hey, that's all right. But there's nothing wrong with that.
And I've been like reprogramming my whole stream because... I did my first like dual stream to YouTube and Twitch last week? It feels like forever ago. And my whole like bot that I use for a lot of my stream automation stuff literally like stopped working in the middle of my stream, and I was so stressed out, and I did all this like looking into it, and I figured out that it was not my fault. Literally like the functionality of the bot just stopped working at a very inconvenient time.
Like across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For anybody that cares, I was using a program called Mix It Up, and now I'm using StreamerBot. And so the last like 2 weeks of my life, I've been like mostly not sleeping and staying up all night, like watching Let's Plays and programming stuff for my stream because I had to migrate everything over from like one bot to a different bot and editing my video. So I have.
You like Twitch?
Is this an incriminating question?
I think it definitely can be. Some people really don't like Twitch culturally. I don't like Twitch culturally, but as a platform.
I know.
It seems all right. I don't like that it's purple, but aside from that.
You just don't like the color purple or?
Something about, I don't think stuff on the internet should be purple, like dominantly purple. But that's a totally other conversation. I like YouTube, red, We like red. Red's good for internet websites. Blue, great. Purple, that's for the bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Forget it. I just don't like, it's too
too colorful.
Not intimate, but like, it's just something about it. Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
Okay. I know that they're, I'm trying to remember why people hate Twitch. I think a lot of people don't like, decisions that the company has made.
It feels much less, it feels like most enforcement of their rules is done by human beings rather than like algorithms or like just objective choices.
It's definitely,
whereas like YouTube is much more objective and has their rules really clearly written out. Twitch is a little bit more like favoritism. I mean, like, you know, Asmongold, doesn't he stream on Twitch? Yeah. Like, it's horrible, saying horrible things all the time.
That's so very, like, just true. Kind of depends, it's on much
what,
more,
it's like Asmongold, what's the guy, it's the big Hassan. It's like, it's either you're on either side of that fence, and then everything else, like, there's just too much like political streamers on Twitch that I think are pretty much all really bad. And I think that's like the cultural problem. But aside from that, like, I feel like there's tons of small cozy channels on Twitch that I think are great.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like any social media site, there you can find every type of person. And it still is the main place where people stream video games. And so I do watch a few streamers, and they are on Twitch. So I enjoy them on Twitch, and I enjoy like the little pockets of like the communities of the streamers that I like on there. So it's like with any social media, I'm on it for the people, not the platform necessarily. It's not that I agree with everything the platform does, but I will be on there until the people that I like are not on there anymore. Like, that's what I did with Twitter. Is I stayed on Twitter until most of the people that I followed and liked were not there anymore, and then I switched because I enjoy Twitch enough, and I just think there's a lot of people that just prefer viewing streams over there. I've had lots of people asking me like the whole time I've been streaming if I'll also stream to Twitch. So I might as well. There's really no downside to it for me other than doing a bunch of work to make it work technically, which I think I've reached a pretty good place with.
Yeah, I might be wrong, but I think I actually read that, probably not for gaming, but I think in general, TikTok is the number one streaming platform right now in terms of like all streaming watch time content, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
Because I do now see, if I go on TikTok, I see way more like traditional looking live streams, quote unquote, like people just like gaming, talking to chat, you know, whatever. And I think YouTube is really big now too, in terms of the amount of live streaming that goes on there.
Which is pretty interesting.
I have to look into that to be sure, but like, I think all three of them are pretty huge.
Yeah, statistics wise, I'm sure like TikTok is also huge. YouTube is also huge. A lot of people these days are just streaming to all of them. So you can't even necessarily say Twitch is still the one where people are actually connecting to each other and like collabbing. And like, that's where the actual streaming community is. There's nothing like that on the cultural TikTok or YouTube.
For how big or small it is, like, Twitch definitely has the most cultural like weight in terms of when people think like live streamers, they think Twitch, I feel like. You know, like Kleenex, people be like, I stream on Twitch, or like I'm a Twitch streamer, but you might be streaming on YouTube or whatever. But you know, I don't know, it's not really my world anymore, but it does seem pretty fun. You know, here's the thing that scares me about Poison Oak. It just looks like leaves, and that's scary to me, because I feel like when you know, you get those books where you're like, here's all the edible plants in your area. And to a layman, they all just look the same.
Like, no, the amount exactly. of it's so funny subtlety they say,
that you have to be able to point out is crazy.
With poison ivy and poison oak, they're like, leaves of three, let it be, or whatever, because they're saying there's three leaves on a branch. But if you go outside and look around, there's hella like stuff with three leaves on a branch.
It's crazy. Like, and you're like, which three is it? Because like, there's three here and three here, so that's six. And it's like, kind of looks like that. And if one falls off, you're like, there's two, but that looks like there should have been three. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's a really bad. I feel like as you get older, you realize how many bad little, like, whatever those things are, like I after E except after C or whatever, I before E except after C, and you're like, that's mostly, like, You need to hit at least like 70% of cases for a piece of advice like that to be worth saying. And I feel like in a lot of these, it's like 50-50.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's just horrible. Not useful at all. But it is what it is. Yeah. Hey, you know who? We got to have a moment of silence. Nobody died.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Going to sound like somebody died when I say what I'm about to say. We have to a moment of silence for D'Amico. Do you remember D'Amico?
Oh, yeah. Don't scare me, man. D'Amico.
He didn't die.
Is D'Amico alive and well?
No. Turks and Caicos got a little sideswipe from Hurricane Aaron, is my understanding.
Right.
So a little moment of silence, not a moment of silence, but a moment of talking, just to shout out to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, shout out Turks and Caicos.
It seems like everything's fine, but we always want to be aware.
We haven't been saying that. I meant to start saying that every pod, and I forgot.
Shout out. Well, we're bringing it back now.
It's always in my heart, you guys. Just know. Okay. I'm always shouting out Turks and Caicos in my heart.
You understand that at some point, like, especially if this podcast, like, if we start actually doing it. I saw, by the way, that new channel icon. It's looking pretty swanky, ma'am. You didn't even ask me about that. You just went, boom, I'm fixing it.
Well, as we've said, this is my podcast that you're on. So
exactly.
I just took the liberty.
I just really like what
really
you did with it.
Do
I really
much.
Like
I
what
just,
you've done with the place.
I just put text on it.
It really elevated it. And you put the text in the thumbnails now too. That's going to be good. Eventually we're going to put our faces. And
yeah,
I'm saying
well,
once...
the thumbnail last time was just especially unrecognizable. So I was like, I got to slap something on here that makes it
You can
it
tell
look
by
like
the views.
Something.
You can tell by the views that it did not... people were not able to recognize
The real ones
that,
know. They have notifications
the real ones
on
know.
And they're getting
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But I do love that every time you talk about this podcast from a meta perspective, you act like it's not real yet. You're like, when we actually started doing this podcast, I'm like, we've done like...
It's coming.
This is what? This is episode 33, I think. 34.
It's not very many. No,
and
it's
you're like,
we're not,
we
I'm not
100%
sure it's going to last. But I'm saying episode 100, I'm going to surprise you. Possibly more, but a minimum 2 tickets, Turks and Caicos. We're going to do a live pod in Turks and Caicos, okay?
Live?
That's what I'm going to... We're going to... Well, not live, but like we're going to be in person.
Right.
Turks and Caicos. We're going to do a little family vacay, so to speak. We're all going
to
go to Turks and Caicos.
That.
Yeah. No, it's not... I mean, how much
I'm
could
sure
it be?
It's a nice
50
place.
Bucks?
Imagine... I mean, we could hit up D'Amico.
We totally could. We have his website.
Imagine we hit up D'Amico. He'll probably be president by then or whatever.
When is the 100th episode going to be? Assuming like we miss one out of every like 10 episodes, I feel like, right? So 52 weeks.
I mean, yeah, like a couple
of
years.
So it's
going to
be like 2020, early 2027, maybe?
It'll be a while.
Yeah, we'll go to Turks TNC. We're going to go there. It's going to be fun.
And we'll have an exclusive interview with the president of Turks and Caicos, D'Amico. Because I don't even know.
Yes.
I don't think I got that into talking about his website. Like the episode after he showed up, because I looked up his website and he's like very serious about like running for office. Again, I don't know exactly what the government structure is, but
he's like MAGA. And you're like, uh-oh.
But he's got like all these details in his website about like the things he wants to do for Turks and Caicos, and he like really loves the place and the people and like wants to make a difference. And like, shout out D'Amico.
Look it up again.
Literally.
What is he, what is his like, oh yeah, here we go. Politics. D'Amico Dean, an outstanding leader. Yeah, that's great. Where does it say what he believes? Did you like find
a little
belief section? Uh-oh, he's got a picture with Dr. Ben Carson. Rest in peace.
Oh, does he?
Wait, is he the guy that died or was it the other guy?
I don't know. I don't necessarily endorse D'Amico's politics, but I admire his grind because he's really grinding.
You know, there you go. I'll take it. It does say here that he's been consistently... tackling most issues of the day, so that's helpful.
Yeah, that's what you want your politician to do usually.
Yeah, and also he's always been a voice for the voiceless.
Yeah,
that's super nifty. Oh, Kyle MacLachlan is in GTA 3. I finished playing Grand Theft Auto 3.
Oh, what?
And there's a character in it that I was like, this guy's really funny, and then in the credits it was like Kyle MacLachlan, and I was like, what the fuck, because that game came out in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what is Kyle MacLachlan
doing?
What
was he doing
Grand Theft Auto voices? He was this like funny, he played this like rich, like capitalist, like business owner guy who was always like trying to have people assassinated, but he was like emotionless. He was like, I just believe in good business and stuff. And it was funny. He did a good job.
Mm-hmm. I love that guy.
And yeah, he's awesome. He's really cool.
I do think, have you seen any of his social media? Cause he's like very on the trends. Yes. He's like always doing the trends. And I do think it's like his daughter, his assistant or something that's actually telling him to do these things. Cause I'm sorry, but he is kind of an older man and I don't really fully believe that he knows what all these things are, but no, the result is very funny. I do believe that he seems also, like a nice goofy guy that is like down for a joke, but I don't think that he is actually like scrolling his For You page on TikTok and learning the dances. Like, I think somebody's helping him with his social media.
Do you think that's the best case scenario if you have to become an old person on social media? Like, well, who's doing it the best? Because a lot of people are doing it really badly. Like, badly trying to keep up with trends too late.
Yeah.
In fact, here's a better question. What's your plan? 10, 20, 30 years from now? Yeah, like, are you just going to, like, try and always stay up to date and, like, stay on whatever social media people are using? Or, like, what's the plan?
I definitely, when I was younger, when I was, like, 14 and I was on the internet, I remember actively thinking, when I get older, I'm still going to be, like, up to date on all the memes because I'm always going to be on the internet. And I'm going to still know all the coolest memes and coolest jokes. And I'll never lose that, you know, because I was looking around me and seeing all these lame adults. And I was like, I will never be them. I'm going to be cool forever. But there is just something that kind of happens when you get older. And I realize I'm saying this. I haven't even turned 30 yet. Now that I'm older, I start rehashing older jokes. Because there's also an element of like, now I think it's funny that I'm rehashing old jokes.
Right.
So I can see why people get like stuck in the sense of humor they had when they were like teens and 20s.
Yep.
Because there is, I don't know, there's like an element of it that like, now it's funny to me that I'm being embarrassing and saying this old thing that nobody cares about anymore.
That's such an old person thing to do. Like, you know, that's what old people do,
but
right?
Like, and then you, but like, I think I'm understanding why that happens. That,
right. No, 100%. I think part of it also is like, so you try to stay up to date on like what's going on and cool stuff. But part of the reason you stay up to date with things is because it's like cool new things, right? You're like, oh, this is like a cool new thing. Mm-hmm. But culturally, you do start to see that like patterns repeat a lot.
It is all like
and
repeating.
So the cool new thing is like, you kind of already have seen a lot of it before, and so it's harder for you to organically get attached to some sort of like new cultural trend or piece of media or whatever.
Exactly.
Because you're like, oh, this is just like that other thing I already saw. And so you don't have that thing in your stomach to be like, I wanna, this is mm-hmm. cool. I wanna see it. It's cool, new and exciting.
And like, so you it, do like just
very
start
seldom
of,
is like a thing truly new.
You do just start having that feeling of like, I don't get it. Why are the kids into this? Which, like, as a kid... Well,
when have you had that feeling?
Like, stuff like Skibidi Toilet.
You don't understand Skibidi?
It's like, I see...
How many of them did you watch?
I mean, fucking...
How many episodes?
None. I've seen, like, the music video.
Well, that explains why you're not... Okay. You don't understand.
But I like, understand from a broad perspective what it is, and I've seen little bits of it, but I think... It's just that element of newness when you're a kid. It seems so funny because you've never seen anything like that. And then as an adult, I look at it and it's just like, okay, it's just like random humor. Like I remember random humor.
Yes, when you're going out there being like, remember badger mushroom?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, need that? That's like Skibidi Toilet, but now.
Yeah.
But if you say badger mushroom, you sound lame. You say Skibidi Toilet, you sound like you're with it. Obviously,
so it is,
you say Skibidi
it's
Toilet,
harder
you sound
for
you're
me
with
to
it.
Organically get into it. Which maybe
yeah,
is
you can't
for the
be organic.
Best,
you have to fake
I
it.
Shouldn't.
No. You should be faking it.
Oh,
that's I think
okay.
that's like the move. Is you have to just pretend like everything is exciting all the time, like Roblox. Like we're sitting here playing Roblox all the time. This isn't well. Maybe it's organic.
Well, Roblox is awesome.
There is something organic. Yeah, Roblox is awesome. I tried to get some friends to play Roblox the other day, and they said, "Isn't that a game for predators?" And I was like, "What?"
Well,
but I know that it is. Yeah. But like. I was like, that's too
any
bad.
Any game that kids play
Roblox
on the internet is,
cool.
is also for predators, unfortunately.
Here, okay, I've got a new political idea. This is my new politics. Are you ready?
Yeah, we love politics on this podcast.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I think we should be passing the most draconian children protecting, like, censorship laws that we possibly can on the internet, because it seems like no matter which ones we pass, kids figure out how to get around it. And so if we make them, the harder we make them, the smarter our children will become, because they will figure out how to get around them. That's like the right. nature of children. Nature
become
finds
like
a way.
Expert hackers.
Right. And so if we make them really, really hard, in 18 years, we're going to have super geniuses and they're going to solve global warming. How about that?
I guess we'll just have to see if the super geniusness, how that balances out with the trauma they've experienced from viewing like gore and death and extreme sexual practices on the internet from a young age.
Yeah. I think it'll be fine. I mean, think of other.
So you'll have the genius versus the PTSD kind of fighting in their brain at all times.
Well, they're not fighting. They actually enhance each other.
Okay. Because they're running. Because they're running from their traumas.
Exactly. It creates like energy. Like it's like it's like a turbine, you know? So, and then they become geniuses, and then their brains overheat, but they solve all of our problems.
I did have one small thing to mention. I should have mentioned like a couple episodes ago, because this was like last month I made this realization. So avid listeners of the pod will know that I once mentioned that there was some kind of Hulk movie that came out when I was a kid that traumatized me because of a scene with goo. There's like goo coming mm-hmm. out of somebody's hand, and I didn't know which Hulk movie it was, and I didn't know what this goo was, but I saw the movie again and I identified the goo.
Ooh.
So this is from, and I forgot to write it down. I think it's the 2003 one, right?
That yes. was one, I believe.
Hulk 2003.
Wait, I thought it was, there's a 2003
Have you
Hulk?
Seen
I
this
was
movie?
Way later. I don't think I have. Is that the one with,
everybody's
with,
homework
what's his name?
Is to watch the 2003 Hulk movie. Because it's
Ang
crazy.
Lee. Okay, this is not... What's the one Hulk from 2000 and is it 8? 2008 with Edward Norton? This is not that one.
No. This one has, okay. I guess, Eric Bana is Hulk's name. I don't think I've seen him in anything else. And then Jennifer Connelly, who is the girl from Labyrinth. She did Labyrinth when she was a teenager. That's the main thing that I know her from. But I was like, but she's an adult in this movie. And I was watching, I watched like 10 minutes of it. And I'm like, is that the girl from Labyrinth? Because it totally is. Anyway, this movie is fucking crazy. I watched this with my family when they were visiting. And the editing, there's something going on with the editing. I don't know if they were like really aiming for an editing Oscar or something, if that's a thing. But if you have like literally 10 minutes, just watch the first 10 minutes of this movie, because all the crazy editing stuff, a bunch of it happens in like the first kind of opening montage. They do this crazy montage over like the opening credits music of like kind of the backstory of the experiments they're doing in this lab or whatever that end up making the Hulk juice. But they're doing the most insane cuts. Like there's almost no normal cuts, like from a scene to a scene. It's like this really fast montage where every single cut is like some kind of swipe of an object, or it's like zooming in on somebody's face and zooming back out and they're somewhere else, or like it's the craziest editing I've ever seen.
David, I have wonderful news. I'm gonna have a baby.
I can't imagine how many hours they put into this. It's actually like absurd. And the more you watch it, like you just start laughing at some of these transitions they're doing because it's so crazy. And I think they were kind
of watching it right now.
They were kind of going for a comic book feel, but not really not in a super obvious way. Like they weren't putting any like comic book art filters on anything, but it's like the way that the scenes fit together as kind of, you could almost imagine it being like a really elaborate page of a comic book.
It's kind of edited like a Mr. Beast video, but like not as loud.
I wouldn't know because I'm not as big of a fan of Mr. Beast as you are.
Okay, check him out. Check him out. I just mean like it's a lot of like really weird swipe transitions and like little circles coming up from inside the screen with people's faces in them.
Yeah.
And then like it's just like always some sort of engaging weird thing.
It's crazy.
But it feels really surreal because the context is like professionally shot scenes that are like ostensibly kind of like slow. Oh my God, that one was nuts.
I know.
It was like they green screened the baby walking into the frame. This is crazy. So if you search up Hulk opening scene on YouTube,
yeah,
and it's a 5 minute, 51 second video, right at 3:07, they do this cut. Why even do that? It did, like, I don't even know what that added.
Wait, let me see.
Like the baby, it's like really subtle, and they have this like baby kid walk onto the screen, and they've like keyed him out, so he just walks over the previous frame.
I know.
And then like a second later, they fade in the rest of the screen for some reason. That's very weird.
It's all like that. The one that made me laugh the hardest for some reason, I'll see if I can find it, was just like a plant growing, and they individually edited each of these leaves to grow up and then put a sound effect also with like each leaf growing on this plant. And it was just a transition between two different scenes. It was so funny.
This is so strange. The comments are great too. As a child, this movie was awesome. As an adult, you finally realize how dark it truly was.
What?
Would you agree with that? This is a pretty deep dive into Bruce's childhood. It is. The trauma, the acting from the child. This isn't just a superhero movie.
Wow, people love it, huh?
People really like it. That's the thing, though. You've probably noticed this, right? Like anything you look up from over 10 years ago on YouTube, all the top comments are about how it was underrated and actually it was amazing.
There's always like, no somebody matter what that's it obsessed. Is,
like name the worst thing ever, like The Day After Tomorrow, right? Which obviously... Love that movie.
I haven't seen that.
But if I search up The Day After Tomorrow and just click like a random scene, supersized tsunami, top comment. Okay, actually, it's not exactly about this, but there's ones down below that that are talking about like the special effects are so amazing. The homeless guy's reaction is so relatable for every dog owner. Mm-hmm. This movie gave me so much anxiety. Still one of the best disaster movies. I watched it like 20 times as a kid. It's just like this, no matter what you look up. Whatever game it is, horrible video games. Everyone loves everything. Well, a different 2% of the population.
Yeah, somebody
can be
loves
found
everything.
Who loves everything.
Yeah.
And those are the people who, of course,
somebody
are searching
loves
these
anything.
Things up.
How would we say that? Anything is loved by somebody.
You can love all of the people some of the time. Wait, some of the whatever that quote is.
Anyway, so the goo I think happens.
Yeah, I'm trying
this
to find
movie
a video
is
of the
very
goo.
It's very silly. It really made me laugh. Because they
he's
do
so green.
They intersperse. Yeah, he's pretty green. They intersperse this crazy editing through the whole thing, and so that really made me laugh. There's not a lot of actual exploration of Hulk's feelings. That's the first thing I said when I was done with it. Is like, there's like some background about his childhood, but. To be quite honest, once he turns into the Hulk, obviously he's not the Hulk the whole time. He is like, he transforms back and forth. But like after the point where he like turns into the Hulk the first time, I swear to God, that man only has like 5 lines in the whole rest of the movie. He like barely speaks.
The rest of the movie, it just becomes a horror movie where Hulk is the monster.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, he goes into Hulk mode.
Jesus, this is insane. This is absolutely insane. You have to, I got to show you. I know you literally just watched it, but I'm sending you another. If you just search up Hulk Escapes Military Base and go to 2:33 and then watch for like 5 seconds. Like, what is going on? Who did this?
Ah!
so nuts.
I know.
It's like, that's crazy, dude.
And then, immediately another crazy edit where they're like zooming out and showing 20 scenes and zooming back in. Like, yeah. It's absurd.
It's a little bit impressive. Like, it took some effort for sure, especially in that, in editing this together in 2002.
It took an outrageous amount of effort. Like, as a video editor, I actually can't imagine how many hours they put into this.
Yeah. Like, and it would even be work to do it. Like with modern editing tools, you could do it, but I don't even know how.
Yeah, in 2003, what were they using? Then,
like old iMovie, like the original iMovie with iMac, you know? Like, who fuck knows?
For sure, it's crazy. Oh, well.
Huh. Well,
but I wanted to get to talking about the goo.
Yeah, because, I still haven't seen a picture of the goo.
Maybe you can tell me, you know a little bit about superheroes, right? Do you know who the hell his rival is in this movie? Who, like, he. I mean, in this movie, I don't know about the comic lore, but in the movie, he is Bruce Banner's biological father. And then he turns into this guy that can, like, turn into any material he touches. Does he have, like, a name?
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. When I say I know superheroes, I just mean I watched the first set of Marvel movies and liked them. Wow, that's really it. And Hulk is in those, but it is a very different characterization of Hulk, I would say.
Anyway,
than what I'm currently seeing on my screen.
I did discover upon rewatching this movie that scene where whatever his name is, Hulk's dad gains that power and then is like melding into different things in the room. That is what traumatized me as a child. I remember seeing that in the theater.
Oh.
He was like dripping goo out of his hand at some point in that scene. And for some reason that just really like, I don't know, like thinking about it from like a sensory perspective, like really like fucked up my brain when I was a kid. I hated it. I hated it. I'll show a clip of it.
Find a way to watch this. But, yeah. I'll have to just check out the podcast.
Everybody should go watch this movie purely to pay attention to the editing. Again, I don't know if like, maybe they had like just created the Oscar for best editing and they were like really trying to go for it. Cause it's, I don't know if this would get best editing.
It would definitely get most editing.
It is the most edited movie I've ever seen for sure.
Yeah. I think I'm about to see the goo. Cause I'm seeing,
they do a couple scenes where they're just showing side by side footage of the same scene from a slightly different angle. So it's like somebody talking and they're just showing two different angles of their face, the same person.
Huh. So is the goo the red stuff that's coming out of his hand right now?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So if people want to watch this, you can search up The Absorbing Man Transforms.
Oh,
Hulk
The Absorbing
clip.
Man.
Yeah, and it's like this red shit coming out of his hand. And then he gets all scaly and now he's turning blue.
Yeah, I hated that because he looks like he has like a crazy skin disease or something. I hate it.
Yeah. There was a character in the new that Superman movie that I thought was absolutely horrible that can do that. He could change into any element and it also was like kind of weird.
Ew, yeah, like this is the goo. I don't know what the goo is supposed to be, but he like cuts his hand and then he's just dripping goo. It's really...
Like you think it's blood at first? But then it's actually like goopy.
It's just
weird.
Crazy because
like...
I really don't remember much about my childhood in general. But there's like certain moments that stick out. And like I remember being in the theater watching this and being like, ew.
movies. Hey, do you think that's true still now? Because I feel like people, like especially you're sort of like millennial Gen X type people, will be like, movies back then used to be darker. They used to traumatize us. Do you think kids are still getting traumatized by movies? Like kids' movies? Like, are there still kids' movies coming out that have like traumatizing scenes
like
in them?
Movies
or
that
was
are
that
meant
genuinely...
for kids, I think.
Yeah.
Like, probably have.
Well, maybe The
become...
Hulk is not a good example, but like Pee Wee's Big Adventure and stuff like that.
I do think,
like, do you think
on some
kids
level
movies
there was
are more, sanitized
more
now?
That it is a little more sanitized now, yeah. I mean, especially
like
when you get into
even.
Like
cartoons,
fucking Cocomelon or whatever that has absolutely no substance to it at all. It's interesting because there definitely was like an era of kind of dark children's media that I remember little moments like this from because it disturbed me so bad. Like there's a lot of disturbing stuff even in like Spy Kids. Just like some of the images they're showing you and
just
stuff.
Just like really weird.
Just very strange.
The floop stuff is pretty freaky.
Yeah. Like all these
So I guess I wonder if that's just
people.
A perception or if that's like a real thing.
I do think it's a real thing. I think, I don't know, maybe a lot of parents these days just don't want their kids to see anything remotely weird or off-putting.
Yeah, I'm sure part of it, honestly, is like as time's gone on, there have been more lawsuits against advertisers for advertising on content that some random person thought wasn't appropriate for their kids. So now, like, I feel like people are way more keen to be like, we have to make sure this is like the advertisers don't want to get sued. So they are putting pressure on us to make sure that whatever we put on Netflix or whatever is like not inappropriate for children. Like YouTube Kids had that whole era where like there was a lot of problems. And so there's not as much like places where people are not paying attention to what the content is and just advertising.
Yeah, and like
it's
the
there.
Big companies are kind of tiptoeing around more, trying not to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because there's certainly a lot of totally soulless kids media these days. Like any trailer I see for a kids movie when I go to the theater now is like literally the same exact three innocent jokes. And there's just nothing that remotely interesting about the movie.
I can't remember the last time I went to see a movie that was like would have had children's things advertised on it. But I do feel like kids movies are one of two things. It's either like the worst thing you've ever seen or it's just like too good, you know, like it's like just too not like what's like what was that movie about? The like it's always some movie about like a sad robot, you know, that's like really
like
moving.
Wall-E.
And you're like, what?
I love Wall-E.
Yeah, like Wall-E or something. And it's a great movie, but like. Whatever happened to just like irreverent, funny, like middle of the road kids movies? I feel like now it's either like really bad or way too good. But maybe
well,
I'm just
Wall-E already, I would say, is in like a time gone past when they're not even putting that much thought into movies
for
kids
Pixar
anymore.
Even.
Like that's
when's the last time a great Pixar movie came out? Oh, it was probably actually not that long ago because Soul, right? Wasn't that supposed to be good? But that's what I mean. Every kids movie is now either Pixar or like Ants. Except not even Ants. It's worse than Ants. It's
Ants
like,
wasn't that bad. I remember liking that movie.
I never saw it, but
maybe
I know
I need
that
to
I
rewatch
liked Bugs
that.
Life.
Maybe I need to rewatch Ants and see if I think that was
It
good.
Had a Z in the title, so it couldn't have been that good.
They look fucking weird in that movie, though. The ants look strange.
Weird as heck. Bugs Life like nailed the look of the of them, and it's like there's no
I
other
know.
Option.
I feel like ants,
so they couldn't
yeah.
copy Bugs Life.
They had to do something different, so they made them really like angular and skeletal and strange.
Yeah, guarantee. I'm going to do it right now, but I guarantee I'm going to search up ants scene on YouTube. Top comment's going to be, I always thought this was better than a Bugs Life. Ready? Top comment.
You'll find somebody saying that.
This movie went from... Oh, well, never mind. All right. It's mostly just people talking about how they like it. The top movie, actually, the top video that comes up actually is called Ants Not Being So Much for Kids, 1 minute and 17 seconds straight. So
is that
this
all
is
the
another
times
example
they make
of a kids
jokes
movie.
Or something?
Let me see.
Something about the
You're
queen
gonna
being ran through.
Finish this tunnel. Oh, geez, maybe.
Do ants do that? I was just
run
filming
through the queen.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, unless it means what I think it means.
It means
case,
what you think.
What the fuck you're talking about?
Because I always heard that like bees and maybe ants have like a queen that is everybody's mom. Am I wrong? Which bugs
no, I think
do
that's
that?
Correct. There's this really interesting thing. I learned this from that what's his name? That YouTuber Tirzu. I met him at OpenSauce. And he was trying to tell me, or maybe it was on a panel or something, but he had mentioned something about how like for ants, or it might have been bees, I wasn't paying attention obviously, but I think it was ants, that like, you know how the point of an animal is to pass on its like genetic code, right? It's our genes have built us in order to replicate.
Yeah.
He said that like, one of the cool things about some types of ants is that an ant's genetic code exists in the queen of the hive or whatever, like of the mount or the hill. Mm-hmm. And so the ant has a better chance of having its genetic code passed on by going and dying for the queen than it does by going to mate itself, which is a really interesting, like, there's not a lot of animals that would be like that. Like, it's your genes getting passed on.
Yeah.
Without you passing them on. Like, it's a, that's a really fascinating thing about ants.
So they're expendable. You know?
They are expendable, I guess. Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Assuming he wasn't lying.
What I'm seeing is that both bees and ants, they have a queen who is the mother of most, if not all, of everybody else. So she's a busy bee, literally? If you know what I mean.
Or it's one of those things where, like, you get one good load and there's like 5,000 eggs that come from it, you know?
Ew.
Not to be too graphic, but.
One good load is crazy. But I need to go watch a documentary or something after this and see how that works with, like, because obviously one queen isn't queen forever. Like, when do they get a new queen? When she dies?
I'm sure the movie Ants probably covers this, right? Like, in some fashion.
Yeah, I mean, do they have like a throne room cam?
Ant queens can live for a remarkably long time, with some species exceeding 30 years.
30 years?
Listen to that. This is from Wikipedia.
And then how do they not have problems with incest? And I know I'm just being annoying because I'm just asking questions that I don't know any of the answers.
That's a good question.
But like,
do ants
incest
have
is
incest?
Usually bad. But they just...
They've been... Okay. This is according to sciencenews.com. Some ant species engage in incestuous mating, but they've evolved mechanisms to mitigate the negative consequences of inbreeding. One notable example is the longhorn crazy ant, which has a
crazy
unique
ant.
Reproductive strategy called double clone reproduction. I'm not going to read about this. But the point is, yes, they
There's
do.
There's ways that they mitigate it. And I guess also, if the mom is everybody's mom, then at least it's not really going through multiple rounds of incest, which I think is the problem with humans, right? Is like you keep inbreeding and then like the mutations get worse over the generations. So I guess if you keep the same mom the whole time, it probably is not as bad. But that's just interesting. She's just in a hive with all of her thousands of children.
Is that stuff they say about the royal family true?
About incest?
Yeah, about how like they're always inbreeding and stuff. Like, is that real or is that just like an anti-English thing?
I think it's definitely real with like, what's their name? That one,
I'm sure it
that
depends
one
on like which
famous,
ones, and I'm
like,
sure they're not doing it
family,
anymore. But.
Right. Yeah, I don't think there's as much of it anymore. But whatever that one famous family is that was like famous for being inbred, yeah, I think they legitimately had all kinds of medical issues because of that.
The Habsburgs?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Shout out Habsburgs.
Shout out to the Habsburgs. So, oh yeah, I'm seeing a picture of the Habsburg jaw. Mm-hmm. It's a very weird type of jaw. I don't really understand how that happens. I guess it's just something about genetics that you have to learn.
Happens when you sleep with your cousins, I guess. I have to pee so badly.
Is it time to be done? Can we be done?
So I might enough? Have to be done with this.
I think it's been like an hour-ish. I think that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out Turks and Caicos, as we say.
Yes. All my love to D'Amico. Unless he's problematic, in which case D'Amico's canceled. But shout out Turks and Caicos.
No, we can love D'Amico even if he's problematic. Love doesn't mean endorsing, right?
He tackles all the issues of the day, and that's really what's important.
Yeah, and that's a voice to the voiceless. You can't hate that.
Exactly. You can't.
It's tautologically true.
Okay. Go Ducks.
Great.
And I'll see you next time.